Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go back out to Southern California where we continue to get more perspective and insight on what exactly the passing of Kobe Bryant has meant to folks out there. And we're joined right now by the sports director at KNX 1070 in Los Angeles, Randy Cardoon, joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Randy, I appreciate you making some time on what is a really sad Sunday here in the sports world. And I would imagine just a completely off the chains sad Sunday in Los Angeles. Where were you? What was your immediate reaction when you saw this news?
Well, you know, it's weird listening to you just say it in the introduction there that Kobe Bryant is no longer with us. That still doesn't ring true in my head. It's that kind of off the rails kind of thinking. And so we were at the Grand National Auto Show, Roadster Show in Pomona. I have a podcast talking about cars, and we were just doing interviews there. And all of a sudden, my phone just blew up, and I glanced at it and thought it was something I could ignore, but then I noticed it was a radio station, so I called over there, and they told me, and it was, I guess the best word to describe it is surreal. This is just something you never, even in your worst nightmares, think is going to happen to somebody as well-known, as popular, as basically a guy who's so talented in the NBA, so talented around the world. You mentioned it in your comments. He was an icon, a cultural icon. Places in China are mourning him right now, all over the place, and for several different reasons.
Randy Cardoon joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. And Randy, for those not around the Lakers on a daily basis, not in LA, I know Kobe's still very visible around the team, but how would you describe the role that he had kind of settled into as far as the team goes, as far as the tapestry of Los Angeles sports and basketball would go?
Well, in a sense, I'd call it phase two. I mean, Kobe, the player, as we knew, had decided he'd had enough. He finished with 61 points in his final game as a Laker. He moved on. He was somewhat involved in the reshaping of the Lakers front office over the last year. He had gone on to his other phase two of his life. He had gotten involved in show business with his production company. He had gotten involved with music. He had gotten involved in his kids' lives. He ran the mom California. He's an Orange County guy, but he put the academy in Thousand Oaks. In fact, that's where he was going with his daughter and another family, a gentleman who was the baseball coach at Orange Coast College. He and his wife, his on that helicopter ride to go to a practice out in the Conejo Valley. So Kobe was well entrenched in doing.
And Randy,
what they want to do with their lives. And he was already entrenched in the next step.
Yeah. Sorry, I jumped in. Your phone was cutting in and out there, Randy, so I was just starting to talk to fill air if it sounded weird to you. Randy Cardoon, sports director, KNX 1070, joining us on the program. What he was doing today, he was going to coach his daughter today, basically. Kobe had really settled into a role as a father out there. Can you describe for the audience kind of just, I guess, what Kobe's daughters meant to him and what the family structure was for him and just how important they were in his life?
I think they meant everything to him. It was part of him now no longer being involved in the everyday of being an NBA superstar. He was with his daughters all the time. He was integrating himself. A couple of them were real basketball fans. He'd take them to games. He was around a lot more. I think he worked on his marriage. I think that was also something that was quite obvious. And things seem to be really settling down for Kobe as he approached the next segment of his life.
Randy Cardoon, sports director of KNX and 1070, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Randy, just tonight in LA, I'm just curious, you know, purely from a logistical standpoint. I know that there are a lot of Laker fans who have been coming out to pay tribute and mourn Kobe Bryant, and the Grammys are going on tonight at Staples Center. Have there been logistical issues in Los Angeles tonight with respect to any of the outward grieving of Kobe Bryant and some of the other events going on in town?
Oh, I think so. Police had cautioned people, actually pleaded, don't come out to Staples Center because all the streets were closed down for the most part for the Grammys anyway. So people still came out. They wanted to be near Staples Center. They wanted to be near where all those memories of Kobe were. Also at the crash site. The crash site, people started showing up out there to the point where California Highway Patrol was actually shutting down part of the freeway because so many people were showing up at the scene. The crash site located about a mile away from the 101 freeway out by Las Virgenes here, Malibu Canyon.
Randy, is Kobe on a different level? Look, we know the Lakers have been as star-studded an organization as there's been in team sports. The fact that he was a Laker his whole career, other than getting drafted by the Hornets and getting traded to the Lakers a few weeks after that, his entire playing career was as a Los Angeles Laker. Is he on a different level than all these other guys?
Well, let's think about it. Look at what his death has done to sports today. Every NBA game, for the most part, has honored him. What are we talking about in the world today? Certainly not anything else, mostly, but Kobe Bryant. It's one of those moments, and I had mentioned this on the radio. This is one of those moments that you always know where you were, like you brought it up earlier. You know, everybody knows where they were that day. And the last time I could think of something like this, maybe when Magic Johnson announced he was had HIV. Mm-hmm. If you want to go before that, you're talking the Kennedy assassination. I mean, things that happen so rarely about someone. In some cases, you love him. In some cases, you hate him. But whatever it is, you really had strong feelings.
Yeah, that well put, Randy. I'm going to let you go on that note. That was a great way to put it. Kobe, whether you rooted against Kobe or you rooted for Kobe, he moved you one way or another emotionally, and he made basketball more fun to watch. And it saddens me that we're deprived of the next 25 years of Kobe Bryant is what it boils down to for me. Randy Cardoon, sports director, KNX 1070. Randy, appreciate you making time. I know this is a really busy night for you. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Randy Cardoon. Sports director, KNX 1070 in LA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.